We are in Simen Ches. We are up to Sif Yud. We'll be doing Sifim Yud and Yud Aleph today. Sif Yud, the Mechaber says, what happens if you put your talus cotton on first thing in the morning and your hands are not clean? For some reason, you did not have Negel Vasser there. You're getting off your bed. You're walking to wash and you want to put your tzitzis on, so you shouldn't walk four amos without tzitzis. So you couldn't possibly make a bracha at that point. What do you do? Says the Mechaber, you put it on without a bracha. And then later, after having washed your hands, you mashmesh batzitzis. What you do is you touch the tzitzis, the yivarach alav, and then you're going to make a bracha. Or when you put on your talus gadol, you'll cover your talus cotton with that. Now the second option, the Mishnah Berurah says, is the better one. It's ideal that you should put on your talus gadol and have kavana to cover the talus cotton. However, we still do have to discuss the other option, which is that you just touch the tzitzis and that's enough. What do you do if someone is not wearing a talus gadol? How does that work? So it's very interesting. We have previously learned that aside from the fact that your beged, a beged of four kamphas, has to have tzitzis, there is an inyan of actually putting on the tzitzis. There's a mitzvah of atifa of putting on the tzitzis, of levisha, of putting them on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can fulfill that partially by touching the tzitzis. Touching the tzitzis will be considered some kind of act of putting on your tzitzis. Then he asks the question, but you have to say the bracha before doing the mitzvah, and here you've been wearing the tzitzis all along. For that, his answer is, you weren't able to make the bracha before. We are incapable of making the bracha before. The halacha is that you can say the bracha even after you've started doing the mitzvah. Consequently, if someone put on his tzitzis in a way that he couldn't make the bracha either because his hands were unclean or he was in a place where one cannot recite a bracha, the halacha is, later when he gets out, he can just touch his tzitzis and make the bracha on them. The next halacha, Yud Aleph, Iker mitzvahs talis katan, lolovsho al begodov. The Iker mitzvah is to wear it on top of your clothing. Kidei shetamid yireyu v'yiskor ha-mitzvahs. If the stated purpose in the pasuk of wearing tzitzis is laman tizkaru, so that you should remember, so the best thing is to have it in a place that you're going to see it and remember. So you should wear it on top of your clothing. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Ksavim, from Kabbalah, that you should wear a talus cotton under your clothing. The talus cotton should not be the uppermost article of clothing that you're wearing. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham says that the tzitzis should be out. And when someone is in a place where he's afraid that non-Jews will scorn him, or perhaps it's even a sakana, there he can tuck them into the corners. Apparently it was common that on the four corners of the tzitzis, they have like little pocket-like formations of material, and you could stick the tzitzis into there. So at a time when the person is afraid to wear his tzitzis out, he could go and put the tzitzis into those little pockets. On the other hand, when somebody is not in such a place, when he's not in danger, the right thing is to wear the tzitzis out. The Mishnah Berurah is very upset about people who have their tzitzis inside their pants. It's a bizoyan of the tzitzis, and above all, it shows that he's embarrassed of the mitzvah of tzitzis that Hashem gave him. And he says, if the king would give you some special badge to show that you're special, it's obvious that you would want to go and parade that in front of everybody else. And here instead you're embarrassed. He also talks about the schar of wearing tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is so chashev. It says everyone that wears tzitzis will be zocha to 2,800 avadim. And it says la'asid lavo. The mashmos is that at the time of the geula, the people will be wearing tzitzis. Tzitzis being the mark of a Jew. So the Mishnah Berurah is very much in favor of one wearing his tzitzis out.